Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
News Nation national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton, joins us now. Good morning, sir. What is the answer to this question? How much was Iran involved in what happened in Israel? Is there any official word on that yet?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good to be with you again this morning. There is no official word yet. I think the focus certainly of the Biden administration, and certainly Prime Minister Netanyahu, is the conditions on the ground in Gaza. But my best military judgment and experience would tell you that since Iran is the largest exporter of terrorism, and those two main forces that are supported by Iran, Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon, but now Hamas certainly in Gaza and in the south in Israel. I think we're going to find that Iran's fingerprints are all over this. But at the moment, with a counterattack going on towards Gaza, that's really where the focus is. But I think we're going to discover that Iran is certainly behind all this, or certainly a party to it. Let me put it that way.
They're not saying anything at this point, but is it possible that the United States and also Israel's intelligence services know more about this than they want to say publicly?
Well, I'm sure our intelligence capability is vast, and so is Israel. What they know or don't know, they're not going to make public, obviously. And there's a gap between what we absolutely know and what we can attribute. What we think in our best military judgment and intelligence judgment may be one thing, and then how we share some intelligence with other nations, especially Israel and perhaps some of our Western allies, such as the United Kingdom and so forth, that's still to be determined. But this morning, as the Gerald Ford task force gets into position, we're adding air power, and we're seeing now that Israel has actually gained control of the Gaza border. Things are really intensifying, both from Israeli Air Force pounding targets, as well as the Israeli Defense Force military about ready to really launch a severe counter assault into Gaza.
How big a concern is what may happen in other areas, for example, to the north now in Israel?
Yeah, I think that's a major concern. If I was back at the Pentagon and the National Military Command Center, I would be, really trying to contemplate what that could be or how that could play out. Hezbollah, again, another terrorist organization sponsored by Iran, has been in Lebanon for decades, and they're up to the north. And so the Hezbollah military or their army, they're actually more capable than Hamas. And so if we saw a strike, or if we saw, a conflict actually between Israel and Hezbollah inside of Lebanon, that would be devastating, not only for Israel, but also for Lebanon in that case. And it would open up what we would call a two-front war here in an immediate concern. That's why we put the Gerald Ford strike group just off the coast of Israel and the Lebanon area. We've added air power, as I mentioned, to deter or dissuade Hezbollah from even thinking twice about trying to open up that second front. Again, the focus right now is on certainly Gaza, with 100-plus hostages and so forth. This is going to get to be a very, very difficult situation enough just to do the counterattack down in the Gaza area.
News Nation national security contributor, Lieutenant General Richard Newton, I really appreciate your expertise, sir. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.